بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected ulama al-kiram, beloved elders and brothers in Islam, Allah Ta'ala has made the punctual application of the sacred laws a prescriptive formula and a recipe and harbinger for success. And no one enjoyed success in greater measure than the Sahaba of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were unconditional in the embrace of every single law, order and commandment of Allah, until it became a practice that was absolute in terms of its conformity with the stipulated holistic outlook as enunciated by Allah in Quran, thus, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. O people of Iman, enter into Islam completely. That dictated and directed disposition bloomed, blossomed and flourished owing to their association and their companionship with the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the thunderous cry of Iqra rang clear, it was only at the third time of calling that the first overpowering sensation yielded to the collected grasp of the words which made clear his mission, its author Allah, the Creator, its subject matter, man, Allah's wondrous handiwork, capable of rising to heights sublime, and the instruments of his mission, the sanctified pen, and the sanctified book, the Holy Qur'an. And in 28 of the 30 Juz of Qur'an, Allah Ta'ala makes mention of the Dawud of Musa alayhi salam, as if to highlight and impress upon us the tremendous spiritual equity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden and kept in the effort of Dawud. Kalima, and the Dawud of Kalima, was the Holy Grail. It was the grand prize that empowered Sahaba Ikram to traverse through the tenure on the surface of the earth in such a way that it became a shield in a pressure cooker between moral clarity and moral collapse. Unfortunately, today, we have auctioned our deen at the altar of material preoccupation. We find ourselves on a balance vacillating from one end of the spiritual spectrum to the other, alternating and interchanging between guidance and deviation, between obedience and transgression, between material preoccupation and spiritual obligation, between submission and defiance, admission and denial. With Sahaba, the exact opposite held true. Obedience was visceral. It was exhaustive and palpable, so much so that it became a transformative, life-changing experience, an example of submissiveness analogous to which humanity will never ever witness again. Salah became firmly entrenched. Amal became an intuitive practice, knowledge a life's work of endeavor. Good character, mu'amalat and mu'asharat, a vocation worthy of emulation, and sincerity and striving in the way of Allah, a priority until it became a banner beneath which they were recognized. See, the life hereafter was always the address. It was always the home and the sanctuary of endless happiness for Sahaba, the markaz of Allah's pleasure, the home for the fulfillment of our dreams, hopes and aspirations, the harvest of our efforts and the recompense of our deeds. He said, because they had the focus fixated on Allah, everything else paled in comparison. Ulama ikram say that they invited people towards the worship of Allah, releasing them from the captivity of uncertainty to the tenable reality of conviction, from the pervasive darkness of this world to the illuminating light of the next, making them increasingly more desirous of the meeting with Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was purported to have said that whoever loves his meeting with Allah, equally Allah loves his meeting with him. Love, my beloved brothers, is the emblem of eternity. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. They are believers who are intense in their love for Allah. Rabia al-Adawiyya, otherwise famously known as Rabia Basriya, used to entreat Allah thus, that, O Allah, if I worship thee out of fear for Jahannam, then burn me in Jahannam. And if I worship thee out of the desire for Jannah, then deny me entry into Jannah. But if I worship thee for the love that I ought to harbor in my heart for thee, then do not deny me thy divine beauty. Say, love was primary in their life. That is why for them to trespass, transgress, or disobey any order of Allah became a practical impossibility. And that was predicated on the level and the measure and the scope of the yaqeen in the zat and the being of Allah. To celebrate the praises of Allah is akin to covering the palate of the soul with sugar and the sword of the tongue with jewels. Negation of creation la is affirmation of Allah illallah. Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib used to always say that until we do not take the sword of la and place it over everything, the true hakikat of illallah will never ever enter the heart. Negation la is a cleansing, it's an emptying. An affirmation illallah is an illumination. Without negation, affirmation is polluted. And without affirmation, negation is empty and void. Both are necessary. And that is why we are called upon to continuously invite humanity towards Allah. And in so doing, we will reenact a sunnah of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a directive that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has very, very explicitly enunciated and elaborated upon in Quran. In Surah Yusuf, in the concluding verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the Nabi of Allah, قُلْ هَذِي and tell the people, قُلْ هَذِي سَبِيلِي أَدْوَ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is my road. And what is that? To invite towards Allah, the majesty of Allah, the glory of Allah, the magnificence of Allah, the munificence of Allah, the power, the qudrat, the potency and the taqat of Allah. عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ. What conviction? One is to invite, the other is to invite with conviction. Ana wa man ittabani, I and those who follow me. We all claim to be lovers of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be followers and adherents of his practical way of life. But what aggregate ratio of the ummah is currently subscribing to that way of life? We have forgotten our lesson, my beloved brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest in the earth below, on in the heavens above, in realms where our sights cannot reach and regarding which our minds cannot quite comprehend. There is no difference to him between the creation of an atom and the seemingly vast and infinite span of this universe. Allah is even greater than that. Allah is pure, Allah is sublime, Allah is perfect, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's perfection is infinite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not for a single second oblivious, unawares, or unconscious of the doings of any one of his creation. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ أَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears, Allah sees, and Allah perceives. Allah grants, and Allah averts. Allah advances, and Allah declines. Allah honors, and Allah abases. Allah obscures, and Allah clarifies. Allah judges, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sentences. Allah chastises, and Allah punishes. We are the creation, he is the creation, the creator. Our prayers come from us, acceptance from him, repentance from us, forgiveness from him, abstention from us, and protection from him. If we go towards him walking, he'll come towards us running. And, my beloved brothers, Allah then goes on to say in Quran, فَفِرُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. If you run unto Allah, there is no knowing the extent to which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reciprocate in kind. That was the overriding message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ وَتَنَبِي لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Verily in the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most perfect of examples for you to follow. One person said it so beautifully. He was the sun of the universe, the moon of the celestial spheres, the star of humanity, the way of the people. He was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the commander-in-chief, the warrior, the friend, the mentor, the guide. He was a devoted and dedicated husband to his consorts, a shady tree to his daughters. He was an orator par excellence. He was an exemplification of Quran. He was compassion personified. He was a liberator of slaves, an emancipator of women, a refuge of orphans. He was a king without a seal, and a sultan without a throne. He was a cupbearer of Kothar. He was a depository of Allah. He was a confidant of Allah, whose heart became the scribe for divine revelation. Divine revelation descended upon the earth because of his perfection, and light rose up to the heavens because of his beauty. So high were his morals that it knocked the throne off the head of the Kaiser and the crown of the Kisra, and it made a mockery of the invincibility of the Emperor of China. There was one brick that was missing from the palace of Nabuwat, and he filled it for all of humanity up until eternity. In a royal promenade, the army leads and the king follows. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam with that army, as if sent to introduce the rival of the king himself, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You and I are ummatis of that Nabi. bequeathed with the responsibility that was previously the exclusive forte of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is the responsibility of carrying this message far and wide. One of her elders said that Muslim whose heart and life is devoid of the mark of hijrat and nusrat has not only disparaged the spirit of sacrifice of 124,000 of the Sahaba of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but he has deprived himself of the ambassadorship of Allah, the deputyship of the Nabi of Allah, and the inheritorship of Quran. Just as Allah Ta'ala has made a mountain synonymous, or steadfastness synonymous with the mountain, and whiteness with milk, and fragrance with musk, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the dissemination of deen conditional to a person's proactive involvement in the effort of khatmi nabuwat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was purported to have said, "Mawqifu sa'atan fi sabilillah khayr min qiyami laylatil qadr 'inda al-hajar al-aswad." To spend a little while in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better than spending the night of laylatul qadr in front of the hajar al-aswad. Better than that. Mullah Ali Qari, a muhaddith of note, was asked, "What is a little while?" He said 25 minutes. How they worked it out is in their knowledge. And that is the extent and the scope and the measure of the importance that Allah Ta'ala has linked to the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this link is something that is very, very important. Our ulama ikram explained that on the day of Yawmul Qiyamah, the animal kingdom as we know it will cease to exist. After the process of accountability and recompense has taken place, the animal kingdom as we know it will cease to exist. However, 10 animals will be given Basharat of Jannah. The one is the she-camel of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The second one is the she-camel of Salih alayhi salam. Then the ram of Ismail. Then the calf of Ibrahim. The cow of Musa. The donkey of Uzair. The dog of Ashab Kaf. The whale of Yunus. The hoopy of Bilqis. And the ant of Sulaiman alayhi salam. He say these 10 will be given entry into Jannah. Why? Because they linked and banded themselves with those who had an innate fear for Allah and who did everything within their capacity to see how they could live a life of absolute surrender and wholehearted acceptance of every single law of Allah. What of that person who will link himself to the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Sahaba ikram just had to actually feast their eyes for a split of a second on the noble countenance of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subsequent to which they became Sahaba, whose spirituality will never ever be superseded or transcended. That was the physical side. What of the spiritual side? If we embrace the effort for which we were sent, Allahu Iba ta'athana ilayna. Sahaba ikram say, we were sent. We have not come, we have been sent. If we embrace the effort for which we were sent, we can't even begin to collate or comprehend the extent to which Allah Ta'ala will relent towards us. So in that regard, my beloved brothers, the effort is taking place. So you saw very forte is how we can optimize and maximize our time and go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make strides and efforts as a result of which Allah's name can become firmly entrenched across the length and the breadth of the universe. People out there are waiting. We have the water. We don't want to drink ourselves, nor do we want to share with others. How can we be so selfish? We are selfless ummah. It is said that we have to try and see how we can become instrumental in inspiring other people to gravitate and come ever more closer towards Allah. Man kana lillah kana Allah. That person who become Allah to inspire other people to become the beloveds of Allah. The rewards and the harvests and the yields are immeasurable. So Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Our jamaat will be here for today and tomorrow. So whatever time the brothers have to spare us, we'd appreciate if you can take us around to meet the people. Jazakumullah.